Trump unveils new drug pricing deals with 9 pharmaceutical companies. President Donald Trump on August 31 announced agreements with 9 mid-size pharmaceutical companies to reduce drug prices for American patients. Drug makers including Alcon, Astellas Pharma, B1 Medicines, BridgeBio, CSL, Kyowa Kirin, Sun Pharma, Teva Pharmaceuticals, and UCB have agreed to the voluntary deals and will lower prices for life-saving medicines used to treat seizures, bacterial infections, high blood pressure, organ failure, and rare diseases. The new agreements align with the Most Favored Nation drug pricing framework to bring down U.S. drug prices in line with other developed countries. In exchange, the companies would secure tariff relief. Under that Most Favored Nation agreement, we now pay the lowest price paid by other countries anywhere in the world, President Donald Trump said from the Oval Office when he announced the deals. The companies have agreed to offer drugs at the Most Favored Nation prices to state Medicaid programs, which could save taxpayers billions of dollars, according to a White House statement. Additionally, the agreements guarantee Most Favored Nation prices for all new innovative medicines the 9 companies bring to market, ensuring foreign nations can no longer use price controls to free ride on American innovation, according to the statement. Executives of the 9 drug manufacturers expressed commitment to reduce pricing and contribute to U.S. drug manufacturing and innovation. There are 30,000 rare diseases in the world, and only 10% of those diseases have treatments, according to Steve Schaefer, president of Kyowa Kirin, which has expertise in making cures for such diseases. He said only 5% of the drugs Kyowa Kirin manufactures in the United States are for Americans. "We are bringing our manufacturing onshore," Schaefer said. In the next 2 years, over 95% of drugs that are manufactured in the United States will be for American patients. B1 Medicines will provide one of its oncology medicines to Medicaid at a deeply reduced price, Chairman John Euler said. The company will invest nearly $11 billion in U.S. research, development, and manufacturing through 2029 to help strengthen America's leadership in biopharmaceutical innovation. When asked to contrast the government-paid Medicare for All proposal with the approach of private companies lowering prices, Trump told NTD, sister media of the Epoch Times, "This is much bigger, much better, much less expensive, and it's something that works. The other doesn't work. And you know, when you talk Medicare for All, usually that's the entire budget of the whole country. So you'd have to quadruple taxes." In an August 17 press release, the White House said 17 of the world's largest drug makers, including Pfizer and Eli Lilly, covering about 86% of the brand name drug market, had agreed to the Most Favored Nation pricing. With Monday's announcement, these 26 companies, representing nearly 90% of the domestic pharmaceutical market, are projected to save Americans more than $600 billion over 10 years, according to Trump. And the other 10% are also coming in. They have no choice, he added. In July, the Consumer Price Index for prescription drugs decreased 0.8%, marking the largest annual decline since 1963, according to the August 17 statement. The TrumpRx platform, which offers reduced prices on more than 840 brand name and generic medications from the 17 largest pharmaceutical companies, has generated $700 million in cost savings since it launched in February, the White House stated.